2 hours. Let's get it, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. And we're going to, you guessed it, talk sports. Specifically New York sports. But I like to talk all sports. And, like, it's time for the NBA Finals.
Wow.
I mean, I've always watched the NBA Finals. I don't think I've ever missed one. I think I might have skipped a couple World Series. I couldn't stomach watching some of those Red Sox World Series. I'm like, whatever, bro. Like, good for them, I guess, but not good for me. I'm not about to watch them win another World Series. The NBA has a great matchup here with marquee players, brands, an owner, Mark Cuban. You know, there's just so many different ways that this can go. Dallas is favored, or Boston is favored, and I'm going with Dallas just because I'm a Boston hater completely. Everything they do, from the Celtics to the Boston Red Sox. Bruins, I guess you can throw in there as well. Tom Brady, Patriots, Dunkin' Donuts, like whatever. I cannot wait for this game. Cannot wait. 8:30 tomorrow. I'm not going to the Yankee game because I have to alternate. Shout out to my wife who's sleeping right now. I have to alternate. I can't go to the game, you know, every single day. Gotta be a husband and a dad and a cat dad. And, you know, once upon a time, I used to be at the game every single day. But anyway, tomorrow I'm going to stay home so I can watch. Well, not, it's now tomorrow. Good morning. It's Thursday, June 6th. But I'm going to stay home so I can watch the Yankees sweep the Twins and watch the Mavericks take on the Celtics. And it's going to be fireworks. It's going to be offensive power. It's going to be Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving and Devin White. Haven't said his name yet. And the beef between Kristaps Porzingis and Luka. You know, Jason Tatum, like I said, the Kobe disciples. It's going to be a good show. So if you want to talk about this NBA Finals matchup, we can do that. But all my calls are Yankee calls, obviously. And I got people on Twitter telling me, stop talking about the Mets. You guys are funny, man. It's part of the job. I say we got to share. Shout out to Bobby. Bobby says, Keith, please stop pandering to the Mets fan base. They are the pits, and their team is full of Eddie Mushes. It is imperative that the Yankees crush, kill, destroy, humiliate them in all four games this year. It will push them over the edge. I don't know. It's funny, man. Steven is in Connecticut. Steven, you're on the Fan. Steven, you awake? You with us? Hey. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Is this Keith?
It is. What's up?
Wow. I've been on hold for a while. I was kind of starting to zone out.
Yeah, me too, bro. Me too, bro. There's so many breaks and updates and Casamigos and calls. I don't know. Got to you, though.
No, it's been like an hour. But it's glad to get to talk to you, a celebrity.
Nah, man. What you got? What you got?
No. You really are. I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks.
On the Fan or watching you on Instagram. So I'm just, you're awesome.
Appreciate it, Steven. Now I'm going to be like Sal Acosta. Get to the point. When you call in, get to the point. This is a sports talk show. Deliver your point so we can continue the show.
Okay. No, my point is just how the season's going to go. Like, are they going to be able to sustain what? Are we going to be able to sustain what we're doing, especially the pitching? You know, the starting pitching's been incredible, and I don't know if they can keep it going.
I don't know either. We'll find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. That's why we watch every single day. That's why I get on the Fan every night. I say we take this day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. Yeah. I've never been able to call it. I mean, when I was a kid, I just thought that the Yankees were winning, like the World Series was ours. Like that was our, yeah. We're supposed to host it. Like Major League Baseball, are you dumb? The postseason looks better in the Bronx. Like last year, did you guys enjoy that? Like you need the Yankees. You need New York City. You know?
But it's definitely different than past years with, like you said, the clubhouse and the, you know, how they got everyone's backs. And it's just, it's different. I see that. But hopefully we can sustain it. Cole's coming back. I hope Schmidt's gets healthy and comes back.
Clark will be back in a couple months. Dominguez is coming back. We got a trade deadline coming up. Like, everything is coming up roses. The starting rotation is better than we expected. These random guys in the bullpen, even tonight, I'm like, I don't care, bro. Pitch Dennis Santana. We got the Dodgers coming in here for three this weekend. Whatever. Let this guy go out there and get his work. Michael Tonkin, still on the team. Thanks. You know, it is what it is. Thanks for the call, Steven, and the compliments. Thanks for holding on for an hour, you know. It is what it is, Joe. There's breaks, and like, if I could just go call, I would all night. But my message last night when I was on one, two nights ago now when I was on one coming in here, because I got sick, and I was mad that I got sick, and I missed my show Monday, and then I listened to the fan, and it's all, well, Aaron Judge better do it in the postseason. World Series or bust for the Yankees. The Yankees are our only hope in this city. It's been 100 seasons without a championship in New York. I'm like, so? This is the same thing every year. This is regular practice for us. We're Yankee fans. Like, I don't know. I'm a millennial. Like, I was born into this. Like, I'm watching this 1990 Bronx Zoo. I'm like, I don't know this world. I started playing baseball, watching baseball as the Yankees were in. Like, I see people on Twitter now. They think I'm younger than I am. They're like, pfft. Yeah, you were in the fifth grade the last time the Yankees won the World Series. Are you dense? I was in college. I was of legal drinking age. I was the one buying the kegs, inviting people over. Yo, about to watch the ALDS. Yo, ALCS. Yo, World Series. I took it for granted. I actually went to class and football practice over going to the parade because I'm like, whatever, I'll graduate. I'll get a job in the city. I'll probably see three parades by the time I'm in my 30s. I was wrong. But this is beginning to feel a lot like a team that can challenge. And as I look across the landscape of the American League, I cannot wait to see the Baltimore Orioles. I do not worry about a single team in the Central. The Seattle Mariners, I was trying to tell you guys while we were playing them, look at how those games, that first game was lost in the ninth inning. Okay, you're going to blow a couple saves. Clark Schmidt was tipping his pitches. I know we have that drop, and I'm like, how come nobody was talking about that game? They had a beat on the guy. Like, and then what did the Yankees do? Wake up, punch him in the mouth, split the series. So am I supposed to fear the Texas Rangers? No, nobody repeats in Major League Baseball anymore, and they're under 500. So we cannot fast forward our minds, folks. But I know we're going to do it every single night. Oh, yeah. There's just pessimistic energy because of the 15-year drought. But I know and you know that this team is a response to last year's 82-80 season. And these guys showed up early in the winter to work out. They have that in their heads. Those of them that were there last year, the new guys are here. And they're loving the fan base, loving the stadium, loving the road trips where the fans follow them everywhere, loving being Yankees, wanting to experience what it's like to win a World Series and bring a parade here. 888-808-1019. Bruce in Flushing, my guy, you got it.
Hey, Chief, about three or four Yankee points. Mm-hmm. First point, this offense went high octane when Volpe went to Lior spot. It was okay before, but it went supercharged when Volpe became...
about a month after he went, yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you who Volpe reminds me of. He reminds me of Willie Randle, because I'm old enough to watch him play.
Did Willie lead off?
Yeah, Willie was lead off.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there may have been times where he batted when he first came,
yeah,
eighth or ninth.
Yeah, he was lower in the lineup when they were winning the championships.
Your championship, he was leading off. I believe it was. Okay. I think it was.
I don't know. I wasn't even a premonition.
But the thing what Willie did, and this is the reason why I said he runs in Willie Randle. Willie was always a guy to either lead off a rally or be in the middle of a rally. And Volpe is the same way.
Yeah, and Michael Volpe is a Willie Randle fan, and Anthony Volpe talked about last year when he won the shortstop job, how much Willie Randle helped him. When I talked to Willie, he talked about how great it is to have a hand in helping guys from Volpe to Jeter and everybody in between. Yeah.
Next time you talk to Willie or Volpe, I'm curious if Willie taught him anything about stealing bases, because Willie was great. He didn't steal a lot, but when a stolen base was needed, Willie did it. Second point, When did Mark Tompkins become Jeff Nelson? I'm watching the game.
Michael Tompkins, I'm fine with him now. Like, I hated him that Milwaukee game. I hated that he blew extra innings for the Mets. He blew extra inning game for the Twins. He got DFA'd by the Mets, DFA'd by the Twins, and here come the Yankees. Like, we can fix him. They have.
I mean, did you see those sliders tonight? It looked like Jeff Nelson on the mound.
Yeah, he's a kind of big body, like loafy kind of guy, but he had to come in and save the day and do the job, and he did. And I'd much rather see him pitch against the Twins. We'll find a spot against the Dodgers. He might not fare so well, but he has been better than we thought when we got him. We laugh, most of us, coming from being DFA'd by the Mets and the Twins. Think about how we look at the Mets and Twins as Yankee fans. Like this guy comes in there against his former team tonight, and like you said, he's got some stuff.
Third point, I'm not so worried, and some Yankee fans are going to be angry when I say this. I'm not worried about Dominguez coming up, because we know at some point Stanton's going on the DL. I mean, make a bet on FanDuel or whatever, is Stanton going to go the whole season without being on the DL? You know you get great odds on that.
He almost slid into second and ended up on the DL tonight, but I think that what they have with him getting a day off every series or every other series for Judge to DH, it has worked. And he's not playing any outfield. He's just focusing on his hitting. And I think the adjustments he made to either his diet or his workout regimen in the offseason has him, you know, just in a better physical state. So far, so good. But I don't know. I would love for him to not end up hurt. But inevitably, somebody's going to get hurt. And these things work themselves out. As we spent weeks talking about a six-man rotation, and now Clark Schmidt is down, and we're all looking at Gerrit Cole like, hey, when are you coming back? Same thing is going to happen. Somebody is going to get hurt on this everyday lineup roster, and it's going to be like, all right, Martian time.
Now, we know at some point, let's say even if Stan gets injured a little bit, he'll come back hopefully for the playoffs. So do you think Cashman and Hal would say to them, okay, we'll trade the center fielder?
Trent Grisham?
Yeah. Would you trade Grisham and pick up maybe half the contract? And if nobody wants him, would Hal have the wherewithal to just release him to make room for Dominguez to be on the playoff roster?
I mean, he's kind of got a tough, you know, he's got a raw deal. He's kind of got a tough go at it. He was thrown into the Soto deal. And like I said, at first I was like, oh, cool. You know, I remember him tormenting the Mets in that series. I'm like, maybe he's got a flair for the dramatic in New York. He's a good defensive center fielder, but it's hard to get going at the plate when you're not even having every day at bats. Like, sometimes he's going weeks without getting a chance to hit, and he just hasn't been good. So I don't know. I was just talking to Marco about this. Marco doesn't agree. Maybe I'll have Marco at one say his point about Dominguez, because I'm like, why can't Dominguez come up and be a bench player? He's a young guy, so what? I'm not worried about his service time or whatever. I'm worried about having that bat available right away to pinch hit, or if somebody goes down, and I want him around Juan Soto.
Yeah, but just remember, he only had 13 games in AAA last year, so I don't mind him spending 2 or 3 weeks or even 4 weeks in AAA just to get a little more experience.
Yeah, I just think he's going to mash. I know he went 0-for, but I think he's going to mash. And if you're watching him with this, you know, this looping helicopter swing, hitting the ball 400 feet, it's going to be like, yo, we already know that's what he was doing. I saw his fourth home run in Yankee Stadium last year. I'm like, this kid's ready at 20 years old. Bruce, thanks for the call. You're the man. Appreciate your insight and your perspective. 888-808-1019. I don't know what they do. You don't know what they do. They don't know what they're going to do yet. These things will just make themselves apparent, like the Clark Schmidt thing, right? It just is what it is. Guys playing every day, regular wear and tear. Somebody's going to step a wrong way. Somebody's going to swing a wrong way, slide a wrong way, dive a wrong way, and it's going to open up an opportunity for Dominguez. And if it doesn't, they are going to let him continue to develop with the Rail Riders at AAA. Keep seeing AAA pitching. I know he can hit AAA pitching. We're about to see, though. Let's continue. Let's go to Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going? I went on a little hiatus after the Rangers lost.
I talked to like five people at the game tonight that are Rangers fans, and I'm like, yo, you guys need like a week away from the world, but at least you have the Yankees.
Hey, buddy. Hi. Hi. We just got back to pick up our dogs. Say hi, Sasha. You're on the fan.
Hey. Welcome back as well.
So what section were you in?
Every section. I'm never in just one section.
Like, I was almost like being like that movie, that show You on or Her, whatever the hell it's called on Netflix. I was like trying to email you like what section you're gonna be in. But did you honestly, you got the jersey? It took us 2.5 hours to get
that. I think I was one of the first people to post anything wearing. I was wearing a jersey. I was wearing a jersey at 501.
Dude, I got a $75 hat. They're selling those jerseys for $119. But
on eBay?
On eBay right now.
People were selling them for $80 in the stadium, cash. $420 bills.
$119 on Amazon and eBay right now. Would somebody show me when we were picking up our car in the parking garage right around stands.
The Juan Soto effect. I'm not selling mine. I just wanted one.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, now I'm in like Yankee mode right now. And all these last callers, I mean, I know a lot of them are slurring right now. But this team, I mean, like when Verdugo caught that ball and you called it, he's the X factor right now on this team right now. Almost like the Swisher effect. Can you agree with me on that?
Yeah, bro, because I think he's better than Swisher. But like, man, for how long have you seen the ball drop in left field? How many different characters have you seen in left field over the years?
In that weird section, like, wait, because they have the plexiglass and the pads and whatnot. But I said, I was like, holy shoot.
You're good.
Then you see Carlos Rondon, and he looks like the guy from the Warriors. And I'm sitting in front of a guy wearing a Paul O'Neill shirt. The Warrior, Paul O'Neill. He went, can you dig it? Can you dog it? Dude, this Yankees team, I mean, they scored 9 runs without hitting a home run.
Yeah, that's another good point. I bet on everybody to hit a homer tonight. They didn't need the long ball. The Bronx Bombers.
No, they didn't. And Rondon is awesome. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
He's healthy.
I think Anthony Volpe went to maybe Aaron Rodgers' holistic healer or something. I don't know what
he matured,
him,
man, and he took on the challenge of, all right, I'm not going to bat 6. I'm going to lead off for this team. I'm the best guy for the job, and I got to be consistent, and done it.
And trust me, I love Didi. I still remember when I saw that grand slam. That's still biggest hit of all time.
Never forget it. It landed right next to the section I was in. It was like 207.
I was in the last row seeing the bird's eye view from it. But anyway, Keith, thanks for answering the call. We finally got back to Connecticut. It was a rough ride. It was like literally like almost like 4 hours round trip.
I know.
Taking the Metro North from now on. And don't worry, man. We're 38 years old, but we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not 38, but yo, hit me on Twitter or Instagram. I actually don't. Like, I felt bad. Even my boy Joe's hit me like, where's my brother Keith on Twitter? And I didn't see it for like an hour. And then I just was like, bro, text me. Like, if you have my phone number, text me and I'll tell you exactly where I am. And that's the thing. I go out of my way to link with people. Like, Peter Schwartz, I wanted to meet his wife and I wanted to meet his son. So I'm texting Peter. Hey, where you at? What section you in? I'm on my way. My boy Leo, we go back years. I wanted to meet his 5-year-old son. Where you at? I'm in 131. Like, I can rattle it off. Like, Leo was in 131. Peter Schwartz was in 228. I was sitting in 121. Obviously, I'm always in 203. Obviously, I'm always by the Fresh Direct Terrace, where the Terror Squad is located. The group of guys that have spawned off from... I loved it today. There's a group of us called the Terror Squad. I'm also Terror Squad and Bleacher Creatures, but because the bleachers has changed so much, we have spawned off into another area of the stadium called the Terror Squad, which is the standing room only section right by the Fresh Direct Terrace. Don't try and go over there and take over the spot and be gang or whatever. You won't, because security knows who the guys are and who aren't. But I was laughing because I walked over there, and it was right before the Yankees went up 7-0, 8-0, and a rally was sparked, and the fans start chanting, "Let's go, Yankees!" And underneath I hear, where we going? And that's a chant that came from 203, but now is heard in center field right by the visitors' bullpen with the Terror Squad. It is, I'm telling you, the left field bleachers out of control. Where else did I go, man? I'm all over the spot, especially getting in at 5 o'clock. You got 2 hours to kill before first game. I'm bouncing around. I'm running into everybody. I'm saying hello to people. It's a good time. As I said, how do we get to have that much fun on a Wednesday? They're giving out free Juan Soto basketball jerseys. Like, they're good quality. And the Yankees come out, put up 4 runs in the first inning. Carlos Rodon is striking everybody out. If you guys want to fast forward your minds to pain and misery and crying and being hurt in October, you can do that. I'm not going to do that. I've done this too many times. Like, this is my life every year since I remember as a kid. Just like, I don't want to, like, I know what October brings. It could bring a ridiculous amount of joy. It could bring, but like, why even focus on that? Focus on today, on to now. These are nightly shows. That's why you call up tonight and say what you think about the game, or, you know, if you were at the game, or you talk about the traffic. And yeah, the traffic was tough. I left my crib at 3:30. I didn't park until 4:44. It took me about an hour and 15 minutes. And even getting here, it took me, usually I can get to WFAN. No, it took me about the same. I usually get to WFAM from the Bronx in like 30, 35 minutes. It took me 35, 40 minutes. It's the summertime, and there's 43,000 people plus showing up to get a Juan Soto basketball jersey. Only 18,000 people got them, but you can go on eBay and get yours for $120. That's nuts. That's crazy. Chase is out in Monroe on the Fan. What's up, Chase? You got it.
What's going on, Keith? Longtime fan here. I actually saw you at the game last time I was there. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the Yanks, obviously. This is a team that you can't do anything with. Like, you can't split them up. I think the pieces fit perfectly, and especially with everyone, you know, coming together right now. You can't do anything with this team.
You can't pitch. Like, it is hell for opposing pitchers. They packed up Chris Paddock in the first inning, and it's like, exactly. How do you want it? If you throw it in the zone, they're going to hit it out of the ballpark. If you walk these guys, the next guy's going to come up, slap a single through, double through, triple. Like, it is incredible to watch how they go to work. And I love it because it's a combination of the savages in the box mentality and this Juan Soto shuffle compete every single pitch mentality.
Yeah, and you know what I really love? Like, it's not even just about that first five through the lineup. Like, we're actually starting to get real production out of the back end of the lineup. And I know this isn't going to last all year. And, you know, part of, you know, what you guys were talking about before, bringing up Dominguez and stuff, I would like to see him get a couple more at-bats, you know, maybe till the All-Star break. And then bring him up. You know, I know Trent Grisham, Jamai Jones, even though, you know, Jamai is really a key piece to this, you know, this team in the bullpen, or I'm sorry, in the clubhouse at least.
Yeah, but, I know they love the guy. They like the guy. You know, he's a good teammate.
Yeah. But, you know, the points that you're bringing up before, you know, you need him with Soto. You need him to develop in the MLB. And even if he's not playing every day, you know, at least he's getting these at-bats. And, you know, we saw what he could do. You know, we really did. Even if it's a small portion, we know who the guy is. Like, he's going to be a stud. So I'd like to see him, you know, get with this team and, you know, really build more of a bond. Because come postseason, we're going to need him. We're definitely going to need him.
Yeah, you want to have him. We already have so many intimidating bats. You put this kid, he's a switch-hitting linebacker. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm getting greedy, but good. Like, I'm like, man, stack the deck with the guy that you have. He's healed. He's young. Let's take it slow. Let him get his at-bats at AAA. But, like, how many games at AAA do you need to see before you're like, yep, that's who we thought he was last year?
100%. And my last point, when Cole comes back, you know, the pitching staff's been great. Let alone from, you know, a couple mishaps in the back end of the bullpen. But, you know, the starters have been great. And I really don't know, like, obviously you're not going to take out Rodon. You're not going to take out Stroman. So it comes down to, like, Nestor and Schmidt. So if, you know, it's I really can't pick, you know, between one or two of them. They've both been great this year, but I just like to see or hear who you think.
Yeah, it's Nestor for me, just because he's a veteran, just because I feel like he's earned it. He's been around, you know, the Yankees longer. He's been around Major League Baseball longer. He stepped up this year to take the ball opening day. He's a competitor. Mm-hmm. He's also a character, like, you know, the mustache, the antics on the mound. Clark, we'll see what happens with Clark and his rehab to come back. Like, it's up in the air with Clark. I don't know, but I guess I lean Nestor too. I'm biased. Like, Nestor's my guy.
Yeah, I agree. I was rocking the Nestor sash all last year. So.
Yeah, Nestor reached out to me early on, bro, and like I had no idea. Nestor's like, yeah, I listen to your show. My girl listens to your show. You're the GOAT. I'm like, what?
You really are the GOAT, Keith. I'll be at the game on Friday, section 104.
Nice.
Pop over, or, you know, maybe I'll see you in the bleacher stuff.
Yeah, I'll try to slide down there if security doesn't press me like Sauce Gardner. Thanks for the call, Chase. Security, I come in peace. I mean no harm, bro. Like, I know y'all have seen me. I'm not low. Like, I'm not trying to hide. I'm not trying to do anything sketchy either. I'm dead sober in there. Like, there were times, now I don't even have to go back to, like, the shenanigans that used to go on 8 years ago. Like, I'm not doing anything now. I'm getting pressed. I'm not trying to take advantage either. I just move differently. I don't know. They threw me off today. But I understood it. I'm like, I know what time it is. They got to make an example out of me. They're like, are you here to work? Or are you here to be a fan? Like, are you working? Or are you watching a game? I'm like, it's the same thing, bro. Like, I'm about to post some videos. I'm about to go see some fans, see some colleagues, see some old friends from high school. And then I'm going to drive and go host the radio show. Is that cool? Like, but trust me, like, if y'all want me to just not come in as like a media entrance credential person and just come in with a ticket, I could do that too. That's what I always did. I could do that. Like, I don't know. I was so thrown off, but I understood what it was. Juan Soto jersey day. And as I'm pulling up now, like, when I say I'm not low, I mean like I'm not under the radar anymore. I'm pulling up and people are showing me love. People want pictures. Man, what was this woman's name? Kathy, maybe Nancy, you know, her husband, he saw me and he was like, oh, you got to go surprise my wife. She would love to see you. She said she was hoping to see you. I was like, oh, word, like right there. Yeah. So I walk up to her and she's, oh my God, I listen to you every night. I only listen to you. But I'm like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you want to take a picture? Like, I just took a picture with your husband. She's like, yeah, of course I want a picture. So, like, that makes me, like, I'm hot now. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, security and the people at the gates are like, who is this causing a commotion? This isn't Lil Wayne. Like, who's this? Is an NFL player? Like, no, it's just me, bro. It's just me. I've been coming to the stadium for a while now. It's just people used to leave me alone. I used to do a bunch of stuff under the radar. Now, I got to, you know, move a little differently. But, I was thrown off by that because I've gone to 12 games this year. I've gone in the exact same way. I've gone in with my credential the exact same way. I have a book bag. I put my book bag through a little security, John, and I don't know. Today, I just understood what it was. It's like, okay, you're trying to get in a couple minutes early, get a jersey, probably try and finesse two jerseys, which I wasn't trying to do. I showed up in a white tee. I put my jersey on. That was my plan. But, you know, I'm respectful. I understand. When I first came to the Yankee Stadium, I was scared of security. I was shooketh. I'm like, wow, they are tough. This is the Bronx, New York. They are mean. Now I'm just like, yo, I'm not a threat. Like, I'm not doing anything. I promise you. There's nothing. I'm helping everything. I'm part of this. I want to be a part of it. Play Frank. Yankees win. All right. Less than 90 minutes of my show. We'll get to your calls, but we got to take another break. So it's not on me if you're waiting for an hour or hour and a half. It's just the way that the radio is set up, man. I got to do a live stream before the end of this show on TikTok because there's no breaks there. And when I go on break there, you can talk to me there. So let me fire that up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back again.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
now broadcasting live on air in New York City, radio, and the free Odyssey app. And if you want to look at me in my fresh Juan Soto basketball jersey, I'm on TikTok, streaming at Keith_McPherson. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let's get back to the phone calls. I mean, part of the reason why I even thought to fire up the TikTok, which is something I need to do more. I remember telling you guys, I'm like, the morning show is on CBS Network. They're on TV nationally. Everybody can see them. The midday show is on Twitch. I usually wake up in the morning, turn that on. You can see them. The afternoon show for a couple hours is on SNY. You can see them. Nobody can see me. Face for radio. Here we go. 888-808-1019. The boy Rami LaVie behind the glass. And we're talking about the Yankees, and that's perfectly fine. We don't have to talk about the finals until the finals happens, until the game is there for us to react to. The Mets now are on break for the next couple days. Awesome. You know, let's just talk about the Yankees. You should be. That's what I was saying yesterday when I came in. I'm like, we got to talk about CJ Stroud, man. Talk about the Yankees. And what I was talking about before break, for people don't understand, Yankee Stadium security is some of the best security in the world, honestly. I've been to ballparks where you could do whatever you want. I've been to like 16 or 17 ballparks where security is non-existent. That's not the case in Yankee Stadium. You should feel safe in Yankee Stadium. Like, nobody's going to beat you up in Yankee Stadium and get away with it. Nobody's going to disrespect you in Yankee Stadium and get away with it. You're good there. You're good outside of there, too. There's hella police, and they've got that down to a science. But I feel like with me, I am at a slight, like, I don't know, not crossroads, but like a weird intersection of, like, I've shown up there as a fan my entire existence. But now these last 3 years, I'm on the radio, so I can pull up as a media member. But I'm not Michael Kay. I'm not John Sterling. I'm not John Heyman. I'm not a reporter. Like, I'm a fan, bro, and I'm never turning that off. And I remember talking to you guys about, like, how you got to dress neutral as a media member. I can't do that. I'm dripped down. Like, I'm pulling up. The Jordan's on. I got the pinstripe socks. I got the pinstripe shorts. I got the pinstripe Juan Soto jersey, the Yankee hat with the pin in it that came from Pharrell's Billionaire Boys Club. Got the Oris watch. You guys see Oris in there, like Aaron Boone wears, and they got the Oris ads. Like, I put all this stuff together. I got the dog collar earrings. But like, that's how I want to come to the stadium. I don't want to show up in a polo and khakis and be a nerd. Not saying those people are nerds, but like, that's just not how I move. But I'm in a weird intersection now because I think I, you know, showed up in a suit twice. So people see you like that and they're like, are you here to work or are you here to be a fan? And I'm like, both. My job is social media. My job is to like take in what's going on and bring that to the radio. So I don't know. It's a weird intersection. I guess I'm one of the first to ever do it like this. But good. I don't want to be like anybody else. I'm going to do me. But I don't mean to ruffle any feathers. I don't mean any harm. And I appreciate y'all being tough on every single person. I'm no better than anybody. I'm not special. And please be tough on these Dodger fans that think they're pulling up with signs and banners and noisemakers and all that nonsense Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's go to CJ out on Staten Island. CJ, you're on the fan. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, what's up, Keith? And that's exactly what I want to talk about. And first and foremost, once again, that's another great win at Yankee Stadium. I mean, packed house. I mean, on a Wednesday, like you were saying, it's like a party out there today. I mean, I was rocking on Terrace all game, Terrace Squad. I mean, a lot of fun. Great time, as per usual. It just doesn't get better than that. I mean, the Yankees are winning, having a great time. But I'm calling to talk about Dodger fans. I mean, they're traveling in the Bronx this weekend. And I was just traveling back. I don't know if you covered it already. But I think Yankee fans going to the stadium this weekend, and I'm not saying, like, be violent and, like, start fights. Or, like, I'm not saying do that. But I'm saying y'all should be aware of the presence, like, that they're bringing in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to, quote-unquote, attempt to drown us out. They're going to copy the roll call. Like, they're going to try and run the streets. And all I got to say is, like, just stand your ground, man. Like, they think it's Los Angeles. Like, they're going to try and parade down River Avenue on Saturday, crop it up to Fox Sports, like, Flex Online, quote-unquote, took over the Bronx. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you see the post too, like online. And as a Yankee fan, I really, really care about
protecting home turf, protecting our house.
Yeah, bro, that's our house, man. Like And so everyone out there, like, let's drown these people out this weekend. Like, let's not take any of this from them. And if you could even hear them from up in the 400 level where their seats will be, like, you might need some hearing aids. I mean, we might need some hearing aids from 203 for that. But they can do that in Queens. And, like, I've been to a Met-Dodger game out in Queens. I've seen them do it out there. But as you said, that's our home turf. And, like, that doesn't fly on our side of town, man. And, like, this is going to be an awesome weekend. Like, I've had this circled on my calendar for a long time. But, yo, Yankee fans, like, don't take anything. Like, this is our home turf, and let's defend it.
Yo, well said, CJ. I'll take it from here. You know I can talk about it. I was the one that put it in the Bleacher Creature chat. I was the one that put it on my Instagram, Twitter. I have some moles in their camp. I was in the fan cave with a Dodgers fan who is part of their crew. I also, you guys have heard me say, my sister lives in West Hollywood. I've been to Dodger Stadium like 8 times. I was out there in 2019 when the Yankees played, and the Yankees should have swept them. You remember there was some nonsense with the slide, and I don't even remember, but Yankee fans naturally take over these West Coast ballparks. We don't need to organize anything. We don't need to sell tickets and a boat cruise and have this plan to march down River Ave like they have, or, you know, drown out the roll call to, you know, show that we're here in force as the Dodgers fans and Dodger Nation. Like, everybody be peaceful. Everybody be nice. Don't get me wrong. I've seen us dancing in the streets with Red Sox fans. I've seen us dancing in the streets with Orioles and Blue Jays and even the hated Astros, right? Those goofy Astros fans show up with the big orange cowboy hats. You know, we give them hell a little bit. I know I am. I'm always like, I'm in your face on it. Like, it's part of being a fan, right? If you're going to show up here looking for the attention, that's the attention you're going to get. I'm not saying put your hands on anybody at all. Don't do that, because that's how you're going to get in trouble. That's how you're going to literally get arrested, be in Yankee jail, or be down the street. But hold your ground. Don't let somebody 4 beers deep come into River Ave, where we party, where we're at all the time, with some Let's Go Dodgers marching around, doing stuff for social media, thinking that they're going to take over Yankee Stadium. It is impossible. Shout out to the Yankee ticket office, because in 2016 when I was out there, I saw them do it. They took over section 131 and 132 by the left field foul pole, Pantone 294. They had everybody in that section. It was all them. There wasn't a Yankee fan that could stop them from whipping out this big LA Dodgers banner. They got that off. They chanted their stuff. They won the game on that Friday night. It was 2-0, and it is what it is. I remember I was mad. Like, I was younger, and the people I was with weren't mad. They were just like, who cares, bro? I'm like, nah, I'm about to go over there and see what's up with that. Not that I was, you know, trying to be tough or do anything. I just was like, wait, how is this happening? It was happening because it's business. They sold those tickets, and security, the top-notch security that exists in Yankee Stadium, kept Yankee fans away from stopping the Dodgers fans from doing whatever they were doing. It's not going down like that. Shout out to the Yankee ticket office again for saying, all right, well, we can't sell you a whole section, but, like, we can sell you group deals and put you up in the grandstand in the 400 level. And the word that I got sent a couple days ago, and even Jonathan from Los Angeles called a couple nights ago, like, yo, Keith, they're planning this and this and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, cool, we'll see them. It's nationally televised all weekend. The game will be on YES and Sportsnet LA, and also available for, I don't know, people in Iowa to watch on Apple TV. Then it'll be on Fox on Saturday, and then ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. But the Pantone crew, they have taken over Yawkey Way. I know they don't call that Yawkey Way anymore. I don't go up there. I have no idea what they do in Fenway. I can't stand that ballpark. They should knock it down. But they've taken over that area. They've taken over Seattle. They've taken over Petco Park, where you just see them marching as a huge group of Dodgers fans. Cool. You can try and do that on River Ave. A lot of times NYPD has it blocked off, and a lot of times there's a lot of us out there in front of stands, in front of Twins, in front of Billy's. We'll see y'all soon. We'll see y'all this weekend. But I know Yankee Stadium's not letting y'all bring in a big sign, a big LA flag. I'm trying to bring in a big poster that just says, Shohei bet on baseball. 888-808-1019. Kevin out in Long Island, you're on the Fan.
Yo, you crack me up, man. You're funny. Listen, three quick statements, 40 seconds. Now, listen, Caitlin Clark, that whole thing there is like, it's part of sports. People that never played such sport don't know the ritual of JV, varsity, college, pros. Second one would be this college porthole. I don't want no 26, 27-year-old guy playing against an 18, 20-year-old guy. And finally, been a Noles fan for 5+ decades, bro. And we had more chips. We didn't have to play them damn Gators last game of the season, not even in our division. Two of lying in a swamp centuries ago on that, and please survival and whatnot. And I got more, man, but let it roll, man. Much love.
Thanks, Kevin. Just to, you know, turn left a little bit. Don't do that in your car. The Caitlin Clark thing, I said I'm not the guy to talk to about it. I've never watched a women's college basketball game or WNBA game. It's just not my cup of tea. I just got to be frank. Like, I don't watch women's basketball. I don't watch any women's sports. Not because I'm a man, but because I spend my time going to Yankee Stadium, watching the NBA. I picked up the NHL. I obviously watch every college football and NFL game I can watch. That's what I'm into, bro. I like to watch the best of the best grown men compete and amateur men in college or whatever. I'm not the guy to talk about Caitlin Clark. But what I did say is that, man, there are 10 different conversations going on with the whole Caitlin Clark thing. And I don't know. It's not bad. There's no such publicity as bad publicity. More people than ever are talking about the WNBA. And that's bringing more eyes and more fans. They're selling tickets. Like, I think it's funny that the Indiana Fever have $1,000 ticket. It's not legends in Yankee Stadium. Whatever. What else do you talk about? The Noles? Florida State and the Gators? I grew up a Florida State football fan. I used to get really revved up for those Miami games.
Did he call it the porthole? As opposed to the portal?
That's what else he said.
He did say that.
The transfer porthole?
Yeah.
It's portal. P-O-R-T-A-L. Which I wish existed when I transferred from James Madison University to Monmouth University. I had to sit out a year. That was so whack. It's like you got to go to class, you got to go to practice, but you can't play. Oh, all right. And you got to lose a year just because NCAA, their rules used to be terrible. Now they're starting to figure it out. Like, yeah, whatever. You guys want to transfer around? Now there's guys that have transferred 3-4 teams. It is what it is with the portal, with the NIL and college sports. And I don't know, there's our loopy on the late night, random left turn before we get to 1 o'clock. Let's get back to talking about what we were talking about. The New York Yankees, they've won 7 in a row. They're 44-19. They're rolling, man. However you want it, you can get it. They don't have to be the Bronx Bombers hitting home runs. Carlos Rodon can go out there and strike out 9. Everything is coming up roses. You can pick up a Michael Tonkin who got DFA'd by the Mets and the Twins, and he can be solid for you. You can throw out a Dennis Santana out there, whatever, bro. Give up 3 runs. Royce Lewis hit another home run. Shout out to Royce Lewis. I loved how he imitated Derek Jeter's approach, his batting stance, what he did in the box. That took me back years, and I'm just like, man, it's kind of crazy to think about, like, the Yankees brand and the players that the Yankees had and how they influenced so many players in Major League Baseball. Royce Lewis wants to be a Yankee bat. He's put on a show so far, despite them being so nice. Our pal, so nice we had to beat him twice. Yeah, let's get back to talking about this Dodger series coming up. One more game today against the Twins. Obviously, I'm expecting brooms, but then it sets the stage for Los Angeles versus New York, a potential World Series preview. Colin is in Hawthorne, New Jersey. You're on the fan, Colin. You got it.
Hey, Keith. It's home. First time talking to you. That's nice. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, on the Yankees, now, obviously, they're flying high, you know, but Baltimore is only 3.5 behind. And I still am not confident with the bullpen, even though Clay Holmes having a good season, you know. So I want them to make some moves in the trade deadline, especially some official reliever, because Baltimore is a good team. They have a lot of good players in the farm system, and they have a new owner which is going to make some move for a trade deadline. So I'm keeping my eye on Baltimore. They're right behind us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to worry about Baltimore. They won a division last year. They got the best of us last year. Thanks for the call, bro. Appreciate it. But I was talking about them the other night. They just lost 2 starting pitchers. They're obviously going to be in the market. They traded for Corbin Burns. They're going to be trying to trade for another starter, another ace. They're going to try and figure it out. I think I saw they signed somebody. I had in my notes, former Chicago Cubs pitcher signs deal with Baltimore. Julio Teheran, there it was. former Met Julio Teheran. Doesn't scare me none. Craig Kimbrell, don't scare me none. I cannot wait to see the Baltimore Orioles. I'm not as shook of them as you guys are. Like, there's people shaking in their boots over the Baltimore Orioles, man. They got to prove it to me. It was just a couple years ago, Gleyber Torres was hitting 15 bombs over there. Gary Sanchez, they were losing 100 games not that long ago. They were bums. You know, they figured it out. Losing a bunch of games, drafting can't-miss prospects, figuring it out, changing the dimensions of their build-a-ballpark like it's the Sims. Like, good for them. But they don't scare me, because last year when this team was trash, the Yankees were right there. The Yankees blew a couple games against the Orioles, right? That difference, I remember hearing people thought, oh, they were 19 games better than the Yankees. No, they weren't. That was the Yankees losing series to the Angels and the Rockies and the Nationals and just being, like, lame. I'm so glad last year was over. This year is different. And what I'll say is, the last time we saw the Baltimore Orioles, that was before Judge hit his God mode. That was before he got ejected by Ryan Blakeney and said, you know what? I wanted to never get ejected. Now everybody's going to pay for that. He had one hit in that Baltimore series in Camden Yards. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same the 18th, 19th, 20th when they come to Yankee Stadium. It's a way different environment over here. And Judge is now back to MVP levels. It's just going to be different. So maybe Cole will be back for that. Maybe not. But either way, I think the Yankees having the Orioles come here, hopefully a couple games behind them in the standings, can take two out of three and put them even further behind. And I'm not so worried about the Orioles, because they've pitching matters. They just lost John Means and forget who else. They just lost two arms. Corbin Burns and Dean Kramer, like, I don't know. I get it. Gunnar Henderson is amazing. Adley Rutschman. They've got a few other guys. Santander. And they've got a few other guys that, you know, come up big. They just blew a game to the Blue Jays today. They can get got too. So we can talk about the Orioles, but like, I'm looking at this Yankee team. Like, this Yankee team is not the team that those Orioles faced. Like, Oswaldo Cabrera won us a game against them. Juan Soto, I think, almost won a game for us against them. It'll be different with this three-game set coming up this month. 888-808-1019, like FM. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I've got 1 hour to go. Call me up. We will smoke through these calls. I'll talk to everybody live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson. Stay up with us. One more hour, and then C-Mac comes up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.